This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Okay, Tannie, so Tannie het gekry. Is dit al wat Tannie wil hê met die koe op? Net hierdie brandy, is dit al? Hè? Huh?
Ja, ek soek net die brandewyn.
Oh, okay. Nou ja, ek weet nie hoe kom ek hierdie, ek dink 15, het my stem breek, en dan maak ek om weer rug, en dan breek hy weer. Ek kan nie so drink, kan nie self brandewijn.
Nee.
O, maar ek dink dis cool, as Tannie brandewijn drink, so Tannie kom maar sê.
Ja, nee, ek sit dit net in my koek.
O, oh, Jesus, Tannie is so fucking awesome.
It's the gas machine, the gas machine, the gasparation. It's the gas machine, the gas machine, the gasparation.
Good morning, this is the Casper Radio Show on a Friday, the 8th of April. It's a, you know, sometimes you get those, in, especially in America, you get these commercial airliners, they overbook and overbook so that they are full by the time they fly and people cancel. We have overbooked today's show. It's overbooked. It's so full. It's cracking. That's the show. That's the show. We've got... sounds, I mean, that sound was the show. Overbooked. So we got, yes, let me just open my little book here. You. We got Ben Kapinski here. We got Olof de Meyer here. We've got Yvonne van der Berg here. We've got Emilia Vermeulen here today. We got all kinds of interesting and fantastic stuff happening in between. We got a mega improvised concertory in which Hannes really needs to drink some Calcivita before he does it, because he's gonna like improvise his chochas off. And then we got, oh, and our good friend Betty Bernard has had an operation. We'll talk about that all. But first, let me introduce you to today's stunning, stunning team. And that is none other than Hannes, you've just heard. Hallo Hannes.
Goeiemôre.
Hoe gaan dit?
Ag, baie lekker, dankie.
Ag, lekker. En dan langs jou sit, naas jou, sit Alicia. Hallo Alicia.
Hallo, hallo, hallo.
Hoe gaan het vanmorgen?
Lekker met jou.
Ag, Alicia, altijd lekker om jou prachtige satijnstem te hoor, wat my ore omvou soos pannekoek in die winter.
Ag, dit is een mooi ding om te sê vir my.
Dankie. Dis aan. And then, of course, we got our very special Ben Karpinski. Good morning, Ben.
Hello, hello, team. Hello, Span.
Hello, Ben.
Moere.
Span.
Span.
Wat is die voortrekker? Now, if we were the voortrekkers, what would be our slogan?
Kolgat oor die berge.
Ja. Ja.
Nee, ons kort iets baie meer... in your face.
Het voortrekkers spanne slogans? Ja. Nee, hulle het.
Trek voor en stoot achter, of so iets. Ja, ek weet nie.
O, ja, maar ja. Ek dink...
Hou koers is die voortrekkers.
Yeah.
Hou koers.
Okay. Ja.
Nou, ons sal, ons is, was al ons mis, hou vas.
Ja.
Ben, I'm going to talk to you today primarily, as we always do, about... TV shows, but before that, I just have to tell you that our very good friend and spunlet, Bernard Buys, Betty Bangles, has had a op, and I want to try and phone him live now from my cell phone, but I can't do it on a recharge battery, which I've just got in my hand now. Doesn't work like that. So let's put the recharge battery down. Okay, let's pick up the phone. Now, let me go to my phone. Do you know that Betty had an operation, Alish?
Ja.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
And how did it go? Do we know?
Ek dink het goed gegaan. Hy het soos die hele tyd daardeur getweet. En,
o, het hy?
Ja.
Van die tafel af.
En, ja, en, van, en toen na die tyd het, dink ek het dit goed gegaan. En toe het hy somewhere in een rij gestaan met sy crutches somewhere. En toe tweet hy daar alweer. So ek dink dit was goed. Ek het nie sy been is afgesit nie.
So hy was wakker deur die hele proses.
Ek dink nie hy was wakker nie. Ek wel, laat ek net rephrase. Hy het nie getweet terwyl hulle besig was met die operasie nie, maar voor die tyd en na die tyd.
Yes,
ja.
Wel, kom ons, ek gaan hom nou try bel. En nou hoor ons wat sê hy. Waar praat mens hier deur? So ek moet dit doen, hè.
Het jy jou speaker aan?
Kom dit deur?
Ja. Ons kan dit hoor.
Ok. Kom ons hoor. Toe kom hier sit.
Hallo.
Kan jy ons hoor?
Ek hoor julle.
Ek dog is sy ouma of iets.
Wat?
Ek dog is sy ouma of iets.
Hallo, hoor jy ons?
Ek hoor julle.
Hallo.
Hallo.
Ek dink so.
Dink jy so?
Hoor jy vir Hannes? Hannes
hallo, hallo, hallo.
Hallo, hallo, baie sag in die agtergrond.
Okay, dis omdat hy op die okay, ek verstaan nou wat aangaan. Want ek het jou live teen die maatjie so nou op die foon, jy sien. So vertel net vir my wat het gebeur en hoe's die knie?
Wel, ek het my knie seer gemaak laas jaar op stage.
Ja.
En, ja, ek het hom nou eventually reg gemaak met net 'n bietjie laser en bietjie gebrand en bietjie getweek en gealles en nou herstel ek.
Ek en Betty, ons is verskriklik bly om dit te hoor. Ons stuur vir jou ons sien vir jou spoedig, ons stuur vir jou gebede, ons stuur vir jou goeie gedagtes, blomme van die hart.
Ach, baie dankie, ek het eintlik 'n neus nodig, want ek sukkel met die krikke, ek skuur op die teels rond soos 'n hond met wurms.
So, baie nice image wat ons, jy ons nou daarmee, en so wat 'n neus moet ons vir jou reël?
Ek sal sy neus wees.
Baie mooi, jyne.
Ok, mannelik of vrouwelik?
Goed,
manlik. Hy is uit Alicia.
Oh, shit.
Oos snoei die lelies mors af met een vlosdraad.
Dit is Kasper Radio.
Ek moest nou afsnui wat ons te full show. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Kasper.
Let's start today. I've got a very, very nice competition I want to start with. What the fuck was that? Oh, this is nice. That's not the competition, Ben. Whatever it is, it's nice. Woo, woo, woo. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play, you can also play along, Hannes, Alicia. Okay. I'm going to play, is no one going to sit with WeChat? The whole fucking screen is empty. I mean, the seat is empty in front of a full screen. No one wants to do it. Alicia, Hannes?
Hannes gaan.
Well, jy lyk baie opgewonde om te gaan, Alicia. Ek het vergeet om die mic te spray.
Ja, spray hom.
What happened to Duncan? I thought he was your left-hand man.
Yeah,
he is usually, but he was not called for today. And I think he's making sure that we feel his absence.
Yeah, ons ding.
Okay, so I'm going to play, and then you tell me which TV show this is, okay?
I'm always so bad at this.
Okay, here we go, first one.
Walking Dead. Game of Thrones. Sorry. Yes.
Ben?
I know. See, I'm rusty at the start.
Ben?
You're right. It's Game of Thrones.
Wanneer is the new season?
Yeah. Wait. Where are you?
I'm here now.
Yeah?
I think it starts 24 April.
Okay, cool.
Right. You're ready with the second tune.
Okay.
Don't you know?
Mm-mm.
This is The Walking Dead, isn't it?
Nee. Yeah. I'm at a loss.
Nee man, hier is soos 'n meer klassieke version van Game of Thrones. Dit doen klink soos Game of Thrones.
Nee, dis Penny Dreadful.
Is dit Penny Dreadful? Fuck.
Ek kan dit self nie herken.
Baywatch.
Good.
Rarig.
Ja, it's Baywatch. Why do you know do that? Give it away for you. Do.
Ja, yeah, dit.
Is die boobs.
Is dit tits, ja. Dis Pamela wat hardloop. Hoe daar gaat sy.
Slow-mo met die haare wat in die wind waai.
That cheesy 90s saxophone. That's ruined anything, hè. Huh? Alright, Sex in the City.
Ja.
Yeah. Nice, Ben.
Ben, jy is baie goed hiermee.
Thank you. Cosby Show.
You know that, eh?
You are good. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Shit.
into it because Veronica Mars or something.
No.
Girl orientated.
Think The Simpsons.
Futurama.
Yes.
Says the guy with the Star Trek shirt.
Yeah.
That's close enough, huh?
This one.
NCIS.
CSI Boxburg.
Fantastisch, Alicia's NCIS.
Where are
you? Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Dis waarom ek so lang stil was. Ek moes double take en double take.
Yes, sir.
Oh, amazing. Oh, here's the last one.
Sounds medical.
And I think it's Massive Attack is the band.
Yeah.
So that's the show.
Isn't he Vikings, nee?
No.
Nee. Okay, gee ons 'n clue, gee ons 'n clue.
He.
Wow, okay.
What did you say at the beginning? What did you say, Ben?
Medical.
Yes.
Wat het jy gesê nou net, Hannes? Het jy gesê house?
Nee.
There you go, it's
I
house.
I said the band that's
house. It's house.
It's
house.
Okay.
So, Alicia, you get 2 points.
Wow.
But Ben is the winner of this competition.
Sonder setpil is gevaarlik.
Dit is Casper Radio.
So, no messages.
No, not yet.
Not one single fucking message. But did you ask Duncan how to revive the page? You know, hey?
Yes.
There's still, we're sitting here, it's like a cat waiting for a mouse to appear. There's just absolutely no one wants to talk on WeChat, and I don't blame them, you know.
Oh,
I've deleted WeChat from my phone. I didn't use it.
Yeah.
Ben Karpinski, what have you been watching on television? Let's talk TV.
Yeah, that's how I end most nights. Watch a bit of TV and, early to bed. Limitless for me at the moment is just brilliant.
Can I just want to say Limitless is about the pill.
Yeah, because there was this movie about 6 years ago with Bradley Cooper.
Mm.
Oh, yes.
He discovers this pill. He takes it. He becomes, like, super smart.
Mm.
And his life changes, and he does incredible things. So now, this is basically the series version of the movie. And it's this guy. Oh. He's a bit of a fuck-up. But then he gets this pill. His life changes. He starts working for the FBI.
Uh-huh.
The FBI give him the pill. But the thing is, no one else can ever take the pill and not completely die or become a zombie.
Only he.
So he is a way of being immune to the side effects.
Oh, that's why he can take
but
it only.
I can't tell you why he's immune.
Don't tell me.
You have to watch the show. Yeah.
I will watch. I swear I will watch it because I want to watch the movie, number one. Then I watch the show. Everyone's talking about it. And so, but the FBI, do they call him the morning after the pill?
No, they give him the pill. They give him the pill every day, and then the pill basically lasts 12 hours.
Have you seen it?
And that's what he works
no,
on.
No.
Have you seen it?
Nee, nog nie begin kyk nie.
Oh, well, we all have to watch Limitless.
Limitless.
I've seen trailers for it. I like the actor who plays the lead. I mean,
he's really good.
Things, yeah.
Bradley Cooper's in it, so you know it's not a complete B-grade version of a good idea.
Yeah.
He's not in every episode, but he's there.
Oh, good. So that's just the continuation.
Yeah, it's really good. And every episode's like a story in itself, but you must watch it from the beginning, obviously.
Okay, cool.
And I highly, highly recommend it.
Okay, well, if you have, I don't know if these things are on DStv or SABC, so if they are, tell me because I don't have that. I have my Apple TV and my Amazon TV. If you have got Amazon TV, watch Transparent 2, the series. Oh, Transparent. Yes. 2. It's really good. Have you seen it?
And my wife absolutely loves it. So I watched the first season and I'm a little bit behind on the second one.
Second season is better, funnier, more emotional, very good.
Mm.
Really
is it, is it die show waar die dad uitkom en hy confess vir sy family?
Hy is a Kylie Jenner. What's my man?
Ja.
Cynthia. Hy is a Caitlyn.
Okay, so dit is dieselfde ding.
Ja, maar ek dink hy het nog, ek weet nie of Caitlyn nog haar pilie het nie, maar hy het nog sy pilie. Maar hy identifies as 'n vrou. Ach ja, very nice. Very good series. And then if there's a someone out there who can tell me if there's a thing already on RTV called The People versus O.J. Simpson. It's very good. If I watched it. And the first episode is a bit of a pain in the ass because John Travolta is trying to win some kind of alternative award for acting. But then he calms down. And then it's actually very interesting because there's a lot of things that we forgot about the OJ case. Especially like it took only 3 hours to reach the verdict. I forgot about that.
That's crazy. Everything else takes, I mean...
Yeah, 3 hours. And so they thought, Marsha and the other guy, thought he's going to be guilty because it's 3 hours.
Yeah.
Mm. Not guilty.
And amazing actors in it. Like David Schwimmer from Friends is in...
Yeah, I speel the Kardashians, yeah. The Urpa. Very interesting. And he has conversations with a young Kim and that woman who was his wife. Oh, Chris, no?
Yes.
Yeah. So do watch The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, it's on my to-do list. But another thing, there's like a whole bunch of other new shows that have come out as well. See, because the problem is there's so many different shows, right? I mean, you mentioned Amazon TV, Apple.
Mm, that's too much.
Like, there's all different sources for TV shows coming out. Mm. So you could go and watch 4 or 5 great shows, and then someone says, have you heard of this? And you think, no, nothing. Like, I caught on to Fargo so late. But
what is here?
It was so worth it.
Yeah,
it was so worth it. I watched it, and it's kind of creepy and weird, and those characters are really amazing. And now I'm going to get into Fargo season 2.
Haven't you done that yet?
Not yet. I'm still so behind.
Well, I can just tell you, go with confidence, because it's fantastic.
But one show that is just keeps giving good value and gets better and better, I think, is iZombie. Now, we all know like the zombie genre is done to death, right?
Yeah.
Like The Walking Dead, it is so beautifully hyped. We've had this conversation before. It's well packaged. But essentially, they're just walking in circles. Whereas the iZombie is a much better zombie premise because not everyone just becomes a zombie one night.
Yeah.
I mean, they walk slowly. So if you can't tell me every dose is going to get bitten in a week.
That's true.
I mean, dogs will eat them before they get to you. It's not possible.
Yeah.
Whereas an iZombie, there's like a handful of zombies. They kind of grow in number, but very small. So it's a much cleverer look at that. So Liv Moore, she's the chick who works in the coroner's office because she gets the brains to eat, and she solves crimes from eating their brains. It sounds a bit wishy-washy.
So that's a nice element to the show as well.
Yeah.
Is the fact that it is a procedural show. So every episode's got its own case that they kind of have to
solve. I like that.
As well as a story that continues as long as an arc.
We call it an arc.
An arc.
Yeah, like Noah. Yeah. He also called it an arc. And look what happened to his story. So you say it's fun. How many seasons have they done?
3?
I think it's deep into season 2.
Okay, so it's working.
But I mean, it's okay. Like they don't stop at 13. They just like keep going.
Yeah.
But yeah, the cool thing is it's getting quite dark as well.
Like, really?
When you first start watching, you think, this is a bit of a light entertainment.
Mm.
But it's really good. I mean, there's some violent scenes in there. There's some epic love triangles.
Oh, okay.
There's guys coming back from the dead. There's guys becoming dead. But it's not like over zombie, like walking around with their arms and stuff. People are functioning. They just take self-tans and they get like highlights and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a confession to make.
It's a very contemporary hit, I think.
I think you gave me series 1 on a stick. And I don't think I've watched it yet.
Doesn't sound like me.
You haven't. Okay, well you definitely mentioned it before. But I will make a point of this. So yes, now I've got to go Limitless. I've got to go iZombie. Then you got to go for... okay, what is nice about Fargo, I'm sorry, I just backtracking, about Fargo is the fact that it is every time it's a good story, well written, and it ends. Because a lot of these things say, it's successful, let's make season 2, and then they sort of draw it out.
Exactly.
Like what happened with How to Get Away with Murder. It's now, like every fucking sentence is a cliffhanger, thing you haven't seen coming, you know, because they've got to carry on with the same story where Fargo ends it.
See, I feel the same with Walking Dead right now. Yeah. They leave you on cliffhangers because they just want to be employed.
Exactly.
And I'm a huge Walking Dead fan, but I was a little bit disappointed with the finale this week because you had the entire season, they're setting up the introduction of the new villain, Negan.
Yeah.
And we all know that if you take it back to the comic books, a major character dies. So you're kind of anticipating someone's going to die. Who's it going to be? And then at the cliffhanger moment for Walking Dead, they don't actually show you who it is that meets Lucille, which is Negan's baseball bat that's wrapped in barbed wire. It's nogal intense.
Yeah.
So it's kind of leaving. It's kind of makes you go. So now I've got to fucking wait 7 months before you tell me who it was. So that just it was a bit of an anticlimax for me personally. Even though I'm still going to watch it. In the comic books, it would have been Glenn, but I think because they do separate the comics from the series,
yeah,
I think they're going to kill. I think it's going to be Abraham. We'll have to wait until October to find out.
What the hell are you talking about? Yeah.
It's a little bit like when you go to a house party, right? And there's only so much booze in the house, and you have a lack of time, and you get hammered. Everything feels pretty good. Then you get into the part where it's like, yeah, look, I know it's warm, but box wine is box wine. and then you get into the point like. Yeah, look, it looks like mess, but you know what? Yeah. I'm sure it's got a Russian name. It's fine. Then you start mixing stuff together, and then you're left with nothing. And that's what I feel like this cast is left with nothing.
Mm. Yeah.
So now they're just trying to invent drinks in a house party sense.
Yeah, that's true.
And eventually, you're so drunk, you even know what you're looking at anymore.
Yeah. I am ever looking forward to Fear the Walking Dead, spin-off show starting again, because that was really good.
Yeah, because that's gone back to basics, and it looks like there's a bit more purpose in there.
Yeah.
But it's like Game of Thrones, but only with heads being cut off or what? What's this walking fear of
Fear the Walking Dead? It's a lot of people are saying that it is the story of what happened when it actually happened, when the disease and everything. Yeah. So with the whole different cast and everything. It's what happened in the beginning and not where we found ourselves in.
Yeah, it's a bit more basic. The stars aren't as good looking. So I think they're taking this one more seriously.
Still, this song is still just going. Okay, so there is a show that's been based on a lot of shows. As we say, they see what works and they try again. So this one has got a lot of influence on the Swedish, like The Bridge and The Killing, but also The Return to the French series, and there's also a bit of influence on How to Get Away with Murder. So it's an ABC show. Also, The Get Away with Murder is also ABC. It's called The Family. It's very good.
The family.
What happens, the premise is a boy is 8, he disappears, he comes back after 10 years, he's found walking like a fucking zombie in the street. I first thought he was a zombie now, but he wasn't. They just sort of want you to think that. And then it's like How to Get Away with Murder. It is twist in the tail upon twist in the tail, and a lot of 10 years ago now. 10 years ago, present day.
It's a company backstory.
And I must say, it is quite nice. It's a quite interesting story. So it's very commercialized, very American, a lot of fake tension, but you know, that's the way they do it.
What is it called? The Family.
The Family, I would watch it. Good actors as well. And then if you're gay and that way, RuPaul's Drag Race is back again with a new fucking season. I don't know how many, but it's always a couple of sub-economical queens together are always funny, huh?
Yeah, like a show I'm really kind of excited about is this one called Damien. Remember The Omen?
Yes.
Okay, that was scary as fuck, right?
Yes.
With the dog. Anyway, so now this show, Damien, it's now based in the future when he's 30.
And now, president of the United States?
No, he's like a war photographer or something.
Okay.
But now he's...
War? I'm trying to be funny.
War
photographer. War. Okay.
So he's having flashbacks of his youth, right? But he can't quite work them out.
But he doesn't know he's the devil's son.
Exactly. But then this possessed woman finds him and then like freaks him out. And then he has questions.
Oh, my God.
So it's going to be very scary. And like The Omen was a particularly scary movie. Back in the 70s, that's when movies were still scary. Because people actually were like really acting. Nowadays, it's just like CGI and some chick screaming.
Well, The Exorcist was fantastic. That was 1970-something.
Yeah.
And I watched The Omen 1, 2, 3, and 4, I think. And Omen versus Rocky, I watched.
But now, there's quite a trend here of like taking these old movies and making series out of it. We said about Fargo, Limitless, Minority Report. That's when Tom Cruise did the whole thing where he solves crimes before they happen.
Before they happen.
Yeah, it's the whole futuristic thing. There's that show that's coming. It's out. It came out last year. I'm going to get into that now as well.
Can I get back to you and ask you who is the people making Damien? Is it, what channel is it? Is it going to be on Mnet? Is it going to be on Speed from the Weed?
I don't know. It's A&E. They produce.
Oh, okay. Those are the people who does the Bates Motel.
Yes, Spy. Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it's from their stable. Mm-hmm. And there's so few horrors, you know, so few good horrors out there.
Yeah.
Unless you're watching The Kardashians, but that's a different kind.
Yeah, that's a kind of different car crash horror.
That's a bit more blood-curdling.
Mm. This series I've started now, I don't know, people, you might have been watching it or not. It's called The Americans. Yes? Anyone? No. Anyone?
Watch it.
No. Anyone? Apparently it's very good. I watched first episode, one or two places, but it looks like it's going to, you know, it's going to outgrow. It's a teenager now. I think it's going to grow up to be a very mature show. It's already 4 seasons, and people say it's great.
Is it about like organized crime and mafia?
No, it's like two spies within America that was sent by Russia, and they're trying to get around in suburban America without being found out or caught out and struggling. Well, I don't know where it goes, but that was episode 1 of season 1. It was very good. Very interesting. The Americans, if you got any idea, who wrote the, Bernard wrote about, no, he wrote about Limitless. What does he say?
He says Limitless is amazing, maar dis nou al die tweede keer wat DSTV dit uitsaai.
So DSTV, lekker vir ons R800 'n maand, wel nie myne nie, ek betaal dit nie meer nie, maar here, DSTV, asseblief. Dis nie Limitless uitsaai nie. En wat is dit nie?
En dan Cindy het eers vir ons gegaan. Hallo julle.
Hallo.
En toe sê sy, sy gesê kom met haar foon vir 'n oomblik, maar toe sê sy ook sy love that Limitless show. And it was directed to you, Ben, and she says fab. En dan Kodua sê ek luister. Gupta, 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 we must boycott all samosas and Indian sex workers. So ek
nie what a random boodskap, so tussen TV-programme.
Dis wat in sy kop aangaan.
Do you find that you're inundated with Indian sex workers? I don't.
No. Seldomly.
Seldom. I'll let you know this weekend.
Benny Dreadful 3 is coming, and their slogan is like, of course, everyone tries something. So Game of Thrones, winter is coming. So now everyone is trying to get their version. And Benny Dreadful's is darkness will soon be upon us. That's there.
Wanneer kom die nuwe season uit? Weet jy?
Very soon. Very, very soon. I think in like 2-3 weeks.
Oh, okay. Ek love Benny Dreadful.
Okay, so Americans, we must all go watch. And then, Ben, don't watch this one, but Alicia, you do. Honest, okay. Don't. It's called 11-22-63. It's about the assassination of Kennedy and the guy who goes back in the past, Stephen King. But it's disappointing. But I think Alicia will like it.
Well, kom, denk jy, gaan ek
you like being disappointed, Alicia.
But jy's nie so kritisch as ons nie.
Well, okay.
Die ou gaan terug and hy kry the girl and hulle couple. And, it's interesting.
What? 11-23?
11-22-63. Dis maar hoe die Amerikaners... Alles, it was 1st November.
Wow, okay.
So it's 11, 22nd November 63, the day that Kennedy was shot. But this guy goes back to 1961, and then he lives there up until the day of the assassination, and then he can come back to the future. When he comes back to the future, only 5 minutes has passed in the future, but 3 years in his past.
In his journey.
So when he comes back, everything is just 5 minutes later.
Okay. Het jy dit al gesien?
I've watched it.
En was it vir jou kak?
No, it was disappointing, but it was okay.
Okay.
It was a bit drawn out.
All right.
It's a kom nou, skiet nou vir fucking Kennedy. Let's get on with it.
Ek is saak met dit gaan kyk.
Well, gepraat van... Denk ek nou... God... ons het 'n ding hierso gekry van Japanese name. Let's see. Have you got it, Alicia? Just tell us what it's on the internet. Go and search, try your name in Japanese. It's quite it's useless, especially that's if you're skunkies. Bored. But what is the names you worked out? So like, it's like A is car and B is two and C is me and then you make your name.
Ja, en dan sit jy nou hulle almal bymekaar om jou naam uit te spreek. Okay. So Kasper joune is Mikarino Kushi.
Ja.
Okay. En Benson is eintlik die kortste van ons almal. Benson is Tukuto. Okay. En Hannes is Rika Totokuarai.
Kuarai,
ja. En myne is Kata Kimikika.
Dis nice.
Ek hou daarvan, ja.
Shitting on the cat. Heb jy dan Duncan?
En Duncan is Tedo Tomo Kit... Nee, wacht, hier hou aan. Tedo Tomikato. Tedo Tomikato. Ja. Absoluut potkak.
Wat?
Maar entertaining. Ek sal Ivan sin lees wanneer sy inkom.
Wat is... Wat is myne?
Joune is Mikari no Kushi.
Is nice. Klink
ja,
soos
sushi,
sushi
in die kar. Of iets soos dit.
Ja, kar rij met die kar in die sushi.
Ja, Mikari... Nee, dit is sorry, Mikari no Kushi.
Oh.
Ja.
Listen. Wat is dat guy's name who says Gupta, 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 Gupta?
Kodua. K-O-D-U-A. Kodua. Kodua.
Okay, I've got specially for him, I've got a thing I want to play. I just want to find it. And I've got a new hero. His name is, and tell me who that is. Mbuyiseni Ndlozi.
The guy who told the chick to wake up in Parliament.
Yes, I love him.
Yeah, we played it this morning.
Isn't he? World did you class. Play it?
No, we've been talking about it all week.
Isn't that fantastic? When did he do this thing?
Was it Wednesday? I think it was Wednesday.
Okay.
During the impeachment vote.
Yeah.
Okay, and then he said, yeah. So what I did, I followed this guy now on Instagram. I follow him on Twitter because I think he's just too wonderful to have done that. And, you know, the more you listen to it and discuss it, the funnier it gets, eh? Because at the beginning, you can't quite hear what's going on, who's saying what. But if you listen more and more and more, it's fucking funny. How the speaker says, why? What does he say? He says, what's the word he uses? Order. And then he says, who's order? What do you want to order? but it's fantastic. I think it is absolutely wonderful what he did. So here's an homage to our friend Mbuyiseni Ndlozi.
I'm worried that this minister that we pay so much, Minister Maite Mashamaite, she's sleeping in parliament. And with that position, she's going to fall. We pay you, don't sleep here.
Hey. Honorable member, order deputy speaker.
I don't know what's happening. The minister is sleeping. No. Well, she's still sleeping.
Hey, Wena. No, honorable minister, that's not the point of order. Hey.
Minister, you must sleep and we must keep quiet. You are sleeping. You are sleeping on duty. You are sleeping on duty.
Order. Honorable Ndlozi, order.
I think it'll be a great television show, eh?
Definitely.
Well, Ben, thank you for being here. It's nice seeing you, and we'll continue this again in a month's time.
Yeah, thanks, guys. So I got some good tips.
So did I.
And happy viewing.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm actually just exhausted. It's been a long week.
Okay, doesn't matter. You're always welcome. Tired or not tired. Ben, stay well, go well, and may your life be a fucking hole in one.
Yeah, towards the end of the
day. Bye-bye. That was Ben, our favorite, and he has given us some tips here on what to watch. Now, I just want to say it is going to be tense on poor Hannes, because we have got to do consistory, Hannes. And what we are going to do is that we are going to ask you to improvise a lot off the cuff. I don't envy you. But it's fun always.
Yeah.
Basically. So I've pre-recorded everything and I'll show you where you come in. You are playing Umloli in the prison.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the guy that's there in prison with Marcel. And we've met him before. And you are playing like a shop attendant.
Okay.
So just those things. I also want to tell you that this iFix thing that they've got, iFix Plus, is really working. You pay 69 rand a month. I entered. I've got a card now, iFix Plus member. And then my phone fell. It's like I was trying to enter the iFix program with a broken phone. I didn't. Mm. It just happened that way, that the Lord saw it fit to let my phone fall after I joined. So I only paid 250 rand for getting my phone back. And I was
really
only 250 rand.
Yes, right.
So that is quite something, I must say. Alicia, didn't you have some poor friend who wanted to do it? Wait, where's your mic, Alicia? Do you know?
Voor my.
Oh, okay.
Ja, maar dis fyn, sy het toe reggekom. Maar die ding is, ons het mos gevra of sy gou kan aansluit en dan fix hulle hom. Maar jou foon moet reg wees wanneer jy aansluit. Mm. En dan as jy klaar aangesluit het en jy fok hom dan op, dan eers kan hulle jou help. So nee, sy loop nog steeds met haar gefokte foon rond.
Oh, shame.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Dis okay.
Well, I just want to say, the sooner you join, the better for you.
Ja, ja.
Because you can, it's not once a year. I think it's 3 times you can go and get it fixed.
Ja, wat befok is, want is eigenlijk baie duur om jou foon te laat regmaak.
Dis baie duur.
Dat is wat die fokus is screen deur daar is.
Wel, een iPhone screen, de dange wat ze iPhone jy het, maar bijvoorbeeld vir hare, het hulle gesê soos 1600 rand of iets is dit. Dit is kak as vol gehaal. Ek net wel net aan jou foon op fok, spaar en net nie weer gaan koop.
Okay, so jy gaan ons nou met Konse story. Alicia, ek sal vir jou wys as jy dalk, ek sal vir jou fluis in jou oor as jy iets ekstra wil weet.
Nee, ek weet ek is Hannes is jou oogappel as dit kom by.
Nee, ek sal vir jou fluister as jy ietsie kan net.
Ek sal huil en my tiete wys.
Okay.
Goed.
Vir al op radio gaan dit werk.
Absoluut.
Tiete wys bedoel ek.
Ja, ons kan dit periscope.
Okay, Hannes sterkte. Hier gaan ons begin. Die begin is sonder jou, maar ek sal vir jou wys waar jy inkom, Hannes.
Okay.
Goeiemorgen, Blatsie.
Hoes dinge met jou karrie vanmorgen?
Ja, ek hoes dinge. Daarom het ek een lekke hoestroopie.
Ja, ai jessie. Het oom al gehoor van iFix?
Nee, ek het nog nie gehoor van iFix nie. Wat is dit, Blertsie?
Sien maar, jy het een Samsung of een iPhone Apple?
Ja!
En sien maar, iets gaan verkeerd, soos die glas kraak, of die batterijkies, papies, of jy laat val om ongeluk in oom Karrie visdam en sovoorts.
Ja!
Dan gaan oom na die iFix winkel en hulle maak het weg ten baie goedkoop.
Maar Blertsie, nou oom,
wat wil oom weet?
Wat is Samsung?
O, jyma.
Dr. Langerhans en Dr. Smook, welkom.
Dank u, Rita. Heerlijk om hier
Heerlijk te wees. Hier.
Hallo, Dominie.
Hallo, Dr. Langerhans. Hallo, Elizabeth.
Hallo, Dominie Kahn.
So, Rita?
Dr. Langerhans?
Merkwaardige verbetering, hè? Huh?
Ja.
Nog geen Tourette-uitbarsting gehad nie. Nie eers een tiek nie.
Nee, sy is merkwaardig. Net so hier en daar is daar een probleem.
Ja, maar dit is nie die ergste.
So daar die paardestoep het gewerk?
Ja, baie goed.
Dat wonderwerk is.
Ja.
So is daar geen nieuwe effect in die Rita?
So biekie, maar nie te erg nie.
Van waar nou hierdie besoek van julle twee?
Ach, Dominie, ek en Elisabeth het 'n aankondiging om te maak.
Nee, Verwag jy, Elisabeth?
Nee, nee, nee. My omelette is uitgehaal.
Jou omelette?
O, jou. O, jou. Dominie, ek en Elisabeth het gepraat. En ons wil graag wel hê dat Dominie vir ons in die eg verbind. Ah, dit is so prachtig. Julle in die eg verbind. Maar Elisabeth?
Ja, Dominie.
Jy is toch seker in 'n ander kerk?
Ja, ek ander kerk, maar nog steeds die Christen. Anglicistische later daar kerk.
Alles in Amerika, ne?
Meestal, alle daar begin. En al ek vraag is dat die priester net saam met dominee die dienst sal lee.
Nee, ek het geen probleem met interkerklike dienste nie. Ek is nie so anaal nie. Ach, dis wonderlik. Hoor jy, Elisabeth? Ons gaan trouw. Hans gaan. Oh,
Elisabeth. Oh, I love you.
Signorita.
Wat?
Dis liefde.
Okay, stand by, honest.
En dan terug in jouself.
Ja, wag. Oom Lollipop, is oom terug?
Ja.
Wat het oom gedoen?
Ek het net gegaan badkamer toe gegaan en een van die officiere het my gelei. Ja, dit was 'n nommer 2. Ja. Ek het 'n bietjie gepiepie ook, maar nou is ek terug. Reg om nog 'n dag aan te durf hier in die tronk. Gaan met jou.
Oom Lollipop.
Ja.
My pa is 'n dominee, soos oom weet.
Ek weet.
Hy het nou iemand nie in die konsistorie. Maar daai ou lyk vir my verskriklik na my ex-onderwyser wat ek vermoor het met gif.
Dit is nogal 'n dilemma. Het hy opgestaan?
Dink oom, dit kan dalk sy halfseun wees.
Dis 'n bepaalde moontlikheid. 'n Halfseuns is baie volop.
Oom Lollipop, miskien wat ek moet doen is ek moet hulle uitlok om weer te kom kuier. En dan kan oom hom uitkyk.
Ja, as ek kan sien hoe hy lyk, kan ek vir jou sê of hy...
Jy kan vir oom vir my sê waar oom dink Dawid die wortel begrawe het.
Ek kan help, ek is seker.
Oom Lollipop?
Ja.
Waar dink oom het Dawid die wortel begrawe?
Jy waarskynlik daar in die entree terrein, waar ons in die oggende altyd moet staan.
Oom,
ja.
Ek is in die tronk vermoord.
Rik?
Waarvoor is oom in die tronk?
Bedrog.
Ja.
Blue collar crime. Ja, white collar crime bedoel ek. Ek het geld gesteel by mense en dit op die internet versprei. Offshore accounts.
Maar hoekom sit hulle ons nie saam in een sel, oom?
Want
ja.
Mense dink ek is net so gevaarlik soos jy. Jy weet, moord is miskien erg, maar om mense se geld te steel, dit ruineer lewens.
Ja.
Ek is basies die gevaarlikste ou in die tronk, want ek het breins.
Wat is oom se gunsteling roomhuis?
Rocky Road. Ek hou van daai een met die bar one.
Myne is Arbei.
Dis wonderlik om te weet. Ja, gelukkig het ek hier so 'n roomhuis.
Kai, dankie. Nou sê jy in 'n winkel. Jy sal nou hoor wat 'n winkel. Maar ek dink jy's 'n vrou, Hannes, hoor, staan by met 'n hoër stem.
Dis pragtig. Wedding gowns and wedding gifts. Jure, ek is baie opgewonde.
Ja, dit great is, nee, my skatelam, ons alles hier koop kan. Ah, daar is 'n damieke.
Verskoon my damiekie. My naam is Dr. Langerhans, en hier is my fiancée, Dr. Elisabeth Smook.
Hi.
Goeiemôre.
Ons gaan trouw, maar ons vat die bil by die horing.
We're gonna organize the wedding ourselves.
Ooh, dit is nogal 'n groot onderneming.
Kan jy ons neem, meisietjie, van rak na rak, dat ons net kan sien wat ons alles nodig het?
Ek doen dit met graagte.
Eerste sou ek sê konfetti.
Ja, ons het 'n wye verskeidenheid konfetties. Hier sien julle hulle in al die somerklere.
Can you explain?
Ja, hierdie is, is gewone strooi konfetti. So hy is een van daai, hy is so in 'n balletjie opgerol en as jy hom gooi, dan dan ruk hy so uit. Het ons ontploffende konfetti. Dis amper soos 'n cracker. Jy trek hom so en dan pop hy uit. Dan pop hy uit en dan hierso het ons nou al die verskillende kleure konfetti. Ons het ons biodegradable konfetti
gaan hoor.
Die biodegradable. Ja, nee, dit is baie baie goed.
Do you maybe like print cards for the table and have nice things to put on the table?
Ons
Drink. Ja, dis 'n oulike idee. Ons kaal tafel sal maar verskriklik lyk.
Ja, ons druk beslis kaartjies. Ons het 'n verskeidenheid hierso.
Goed, ons volg.
Hierdie is vir alle tipe troues, vir tweede troues, derde troues, homoseksuele troues. Allerhande kaartjies wat jy dink hierdie is 'n baie oulike een waar jy die paartjies so voorop sien op 'n koek. Ja, jy sien die paartjie op 'n koek en dan die kaartjie sê dan binne in
I absolutely love it.
So
can
hier gaan
dit dan. 500.
O, so dis 'n klein troue.
Is dit genoeg, Elizabeth?
I'm sure, my love.
Mens kan nooit genoeg kaartjies hê.
I love you to the moon and beyond.
Ag, dis pragtig. So romanties.
En nou, meisietjie, kan jy vir ons trourokke wys?
Ons het
'n wedding dress.
Ons het fantastiese rokke hier in die winkel. O, ek het sommer sien jy's baie opgewonde. Yes. Maar kyk
hierso.
Ja, hier op die rakke het ons
hierdie een. Waarvan is dit gemaak?
Katoen. Dis ons katoenrokke. Hulle is baie baie gewild hierdie seisoen. Hierdie een is basies net chiffon. Hierdie een het so 'n stukkie lys by.
Would you mind if I try this on?
Jy is welkom. Maar asseblief, moet hom nie vuil maak nie. Want hierdie alles beskikbaar vir huur en verkoop. So ja, jy lyk pragtig. Ja, so boor jou klere, wonderlik.
Pragtig.
Ja. Ooh, jy lyk so gelukkig.
Wat is hier goed? Wat lyk soos parels?
Oet, dis parels. Maar dis fake parels. Dis plastiek parels.
So how much
but nou dis knoopies is. Hierdie rok gaan jou R5000 uit die sak uitjaag.
Is daar nog iets vir troue wat ons dalk vergeet?
Seat covers? Het jy die seat covers nodig?
Nee, ek het 'n pak.
Ja, goed.
Ja.
Maar ons doen ook pakke as jy dalk net 'n strikdasie wil hê so. Ons het ook mense vir die diens vir hulle kan doen. Ons huur hulle ook uit. Vir 'n troue moet mens altyd ook oorweeg om
for sure.
Musiek te hê.
See you later. Kom ons gaan na die kas.
Dankie, totsiens. Dan moet trek die rok uit asseblief. Ek kan nie met die rok gaan nie.
Oom Kali?
Ja?
Het oom al gehoor van iFix?
Ja? Maar ek het nie eens een phonie, Blertsie.
Ja, ek weet oom, maar ek het een. Hy spik oom sy visies.
Dis die Kasper Radio vertoning.
Ek weet nie, ek het hier gedruk aan die knoppies. Het so mooi begin, hè? Waar fok is die song in? Okay, wait. I will get it. I will get it. I press here. And then this whole thing is fucked up now. Wait. It was nice. There was. I'll sing on. A very strange enchanted boy. He was not well and very
very wise was he.
Was he?
And then one day, one magic day, he came my way. And as we spoke of many things, fools and kings, here's what he said to me. The greatest joy you'll ever learn is to love and be loved in return. Oh,
Wat ek kan doen, ek het besluit, elke week gaan ek a version van hierdie song Nature Boy speel op die show. Is dit nie oulike idee nie?
Briljant.
Baie mooi.
Het is, ne?
Ja, ek hou van dit.
So, ek het sover 430 versions van Nature Boy opgeline. So, ons het baie shows nog om te doen.
Vet.
Ja, ek het net probeer om die klank een bietjie harder te draai. Maar die Here hoor my, toe kry ek het nie reg nie. Toe gaan ons van die lig af. Wat is dis van daai dinge? Klein jakkelsies. Soos hulle sê, is tyd vir een van ons
extra special
guests van vandag. Ons het sommer twee. Olof de Meyer, spreek ek jou naam korrek uit, jong heer?
Sê ja, Kasper.
Dis goed om jou hier te hê. Baie welkom as our extra special guest.
Dan sê, baie dankie Kasper, ek waardeer dat julle my gekry het vandag.
Ach, nee, dit is een moes plezier, ons het baie oor jy gepraat al, en die feit dat jy nou Suid-Afrika moet gaan verteenwoordig in Malta.
Ja, ek moet sê, ek is baie opgewonde daar oor, baie werk wat achter dit ingaan, so dis ook ek bietjie skaars is, maar ja, werk hard, en ek sien baie uit daar nou.
Wanneer vertrek jy?
Die 18de, maandag, die 18de, en ek dink is so 18 ure vlug.
Wow.
Tot Malta. Ja, so, en dan sal ek die ander ouwens ontmoet daar, waarover ek baie opgewonde is, om te sien hoe die andere lande se ouwens lyk.
Ja.
Ons Facebook maar bietjie chat maar met mekaar, leer mekaar ken, en ja, dan sal ons sien hoe dit gaan.
Ok, so, jy kom daar aan en dan is dit die julle soos in 'n show, wat julle moet aan deel neem.
Ja, so dit is een vierde dag event, so ons het challenges wat ons moet doen, so een is die social media talent, een physical challenge, ons het een runway, swimwear, photoshoot, en al hierdie challenges wat ons dan basis doen, telpunt op die einde van die dag. En dan die laaste aand, die saterdag aand, is die groot gala aand, wat dan meneer Guy Wold aangekondig word.
So tell me, we were gossiping in one of the shows that you replaced someone else for representing South Africa. Is that what it is? Is that a true story or is that just gossip?
So the way I have it is about the licenses that changed, and one was representing under one license, and I'm representing under the new license. So
this competition.
Yes, for this competition. The politics and the things behind the scenes, I didn't get really involved into that. Okay. For me, is I will just give 150% to represent South Africa the best I can.
Weet ons al Mr. Gay South Africa gewen?
Ja, ons het al 2 keer gewen.
No pressure, Olof.
Ja, groot pressure. Ons het in die afgelopen paar jaar gewen nie, maar ek werk hard, sit alles in, hard in die gym.
Okay. The apps, so yeah. Yummy. Access, check it to Adam's side, that beautiful Adam's.
Ach, baie dankie. Nee, really, dit is harde werk. Ek moet sê, die afgelopen tyd, harde tyd in die gym, net hoeneborsies, broccoli. Ek sal maar iets eet as ek terugkom.
Ja.
Soos 'n blokkie kaas.
Ja, definitief.
Of 'n klein...
Chocolade.
Slab. Chocoladekies.
Ja.
So, where can people see you? Waar kan mense met jou social media in aanraking kom?
Ja.
Okay, so ek dink omtrent op alle social media platforms.
As Olof de Meyer.
Ja, as Olof de Meyer. My Twitter handle, Instagram en Facebook is alles Olof87. So ek het dit gehou.
Olof87.
Ja, so mense kan makkelijk dit net gehou. En tik en kry, en dan het ons ook die Mr. Mardi Gras page.
Oh, yes.
So, alles wat daar gebeur, het is die official page. waar ons al die nuus het en so aan. So die mense kan dit gaan like, ons het meeste van die goed wat gebeur, gaan ook daarop gebeur.
Ja, Betty is op haar page.
Ja. Okay.
Ja.
Ja, Bernard kan nie wees vandag nie, want hy het 'n knieoperasie. But he told us about you, and so that's how we know, and that's why we definitely wanted to see you and say good luck before you go to Malta. And please, neem baie foto's van Malta. Ek weet nie hoe die mans is, hoe hulle lyk nie, maar die plek is baie mooi.
Ja, definitief. I will take a lot of photos.
Kyk 'n bietjie hoe lyk die locals. Yeah. Ek dink Game of Thrones word daar opgeneem.
Yes, yes. Gladiator was ook al geskiet geweest.
Okay, so that's beautiful.
Yes.
Hoopelik is die mans ook so. En so is jy op die oomblik getroud, divorced, fiancéd, what the fuck are you?
No children, no divorce, no marriage, but I do have someone special in my life. Next month is our 3-year anniversary.
Oh, baie geluk.
He's actually studying in Cambridge at the moment. So it's a long distance relationship. So at the moment he's living in my heart. Yeah. But
is he listening, you think?
Yes, I hope he's listening.
Can
otherwise
I
will flee. Yeah. No, he won't be joining.
Oh, shit, sorry.
But what's he studying?
So he's doing his PhD in law. So coming back to South Africa, he wants to work with the constitution and so on.
So good. So you're going to be at parliament openings in a couple of years.
Yes, yes, yes. And doing my queen way.
Yes. Yeah. What are you wearing, Olof? Well, hierdie nommertjie is 'n jy skoeman met 'n gert onder.
Ja, definitief.
Maar gert Johan onder en 'n jy bo.
Maar ek dink Jan Brons suits sit fantasties so ver op my. So,
wie Jan Brons?
Jan Bron? Die spel? Designer?
O, okay, ek ken nie, ek is fucking common, nee. Ek weet van dit. Sy sy naam weer, want dalk moet ek om kontak dat hy vir my bietjie suits maak.
Jan Bron.
Okay.
So ja, ek sal...
And he dresses you?
Yes, at the moment.
So, at the moment?
Ja, and his stuff is absolutely fantastic.
When you do the thing in Malta, do you have to wear like a... Like this, the girls wear a South African dress? Do you have to come out in some kind of a traditional... Zulu dress or something or not?
So we have a national costume representing South Africa and we steered away from the cultural representation. So it's very African, very animals, the colors. So that's definitely my costume and we're very excited about that. I can't give away too much because that's going to be, I think, the talk of Mr. Gay World.
Okay, fantastic.
Costume, yes. I did the fitting. And
It's good.
Yes.
Definitely. Okay, but you got to show stuff as well.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. I'm showing stuff. just the right stuff. But
yeah, we like it.
I can this book, I can say wearing wise.
Yay!
En Olof, ek wil nou vir jou iets anders gevra. Wanneer is die competitie? Wanneer is die actual competitie?
Well, okay, so volgende week maandag.
Ja?
Oor 2 weke, die 19 april vlieg ek.
Bon voyage.
Baie dankie. Yeah. En dan die 24ste vlieg ek terug.
Okay,
so when is the night? When do we know? When do we watch social media?
I think it's on the 23rd of April.
23rd. Saturday. Okay. Saturday. So 2 weke.
Okay, good luck.
En hoe kyk ons in? Soos gaan ons op die internet wees, gaan ons op DSTV wees, waar kyk ons
dit? I hope they share it or have a live broadcast. I'm not sure about that. Everyone is asking me.
Yeah.
But there will definitely be YouTube videos afterwards. So I think the best is for everyone to just follow the Mr. Mardi Gras page because the people that's organizing behind the scenes, they will do all the postings there. If there's a photo coming through, if there's an announcement being made, it will be published there and everyone will get tagged. So, you know, I know my mom is on the list.
She
definitely wants to know everything.
Have you taken pictures, Alicia?
Hoe ken jy my?
Het jy?
Natuurlik.
Het hy mooi vir jou gepost?
Oh, hier in die achter, ek weet nie eens van die foto's wat geneem.
Ja, nee, ek neem hulle so sneaky van die kant af.
Wel, ek net gaan my camera hier aan sit en dan ek ook een mooie neem. Ok, daar so. Daar, mag ek gaan nader gaan?
Moet ek smile vir jou?
Ja, jy moet smile. Ja, smile. Daar is hy. Ok, ek gaan hom ook nou tweet. En dan wil ek vir jou sê, baie, baie sterkte. En, well, if you are Mr. Gay World, of course you will be back in the studio, darling.
Oh, thank you, guys.
If you do not win, then we will never want to see you again.
Ok, well, that's also fun. And then also in Pink Lurie,
yeah?
We're going to do the celebrations in Pink Lurie. So... We all definitely need to go and celebrate in Pink Luri this
year. Pink Luri is when? And when is Pink Luri?
It's starting from the 28th of April to the...
Oh, dan kom jy terug?
Yes.
Okay,
so
okay.
Full April.
En dit is mos nou waar Betty ook gaan wees.
Ja, en
Betty gaan daar wees. So, en ek gaan ook in National... costume daar.
Daar dra. Okay, yeah. Great. Maar ons gaan dit hopelijk sien die aand na die show, gaan jy dit dalk tweet of Instagram of something, hey.
Ja.
So jy sê jy is op Instagram, Olof 87, 82?
87.
Okay.
Yeah.
87.
Good luck.
So, baie dankie, Kasper, waardeer dit. Het was baie lekker gewees om julle allemaal te ontmoet.
Het is lekker om jou te ontmoet.
Okay, well, we'll hear from Malta when you are there, what happened. Good luck, Mr. Gay South Africa, Olof de Meyer. And let's go and hear about this story from Aziz.
These are my favorite gigs I get to do as a comedian, man. You get asked to do these weird things that make no sense. Like, I got asked to go to this charity event once. There's this charity called Make It Right. They rebuild homes in the Lower Ninth Ward in New Orleans. Very cool cause. And they're like, Aziz, could you help us out? And I was like, sure, what do you need? And they're like, could you host our after party? And I was like, what does that mean? They're like, could you introduce Seal? And I was like, the singer guy? Like, I'm just gonna go up there and say some stuff and then Seal's gonna pop up? Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I love New Orleans, this sounds cool, let's do it. So I'm there in New Orleans, I'm backstage with Seal. Seal has no idea who I am. I'm not on Seal's radar, sonar, nothing. And time for me to do his intro, and this is what I do. I go on stage, I go, ladies and gentlemen, our next performer, he's actually running a little bit late, so he wanted to know if maybe I could sing one of his hit songs for him in order to kill some time. So I guess there's nothing left to say, but what's that? Seal's here? Sorry, I can't hear you. There used to be a grain tower alone on the sea. What's that? Seal's ready to go? I feel like at this point, maybe I should just finish my version. You became the light on the dark side of me. And I did that shit for way too long. And finally, I bring Seal up. Seal doesn't even say anything to me. He just puts his arm on my shoulder and goes, because I get it, you know? Seal doesn't know I'm a comedian. He just thinks I'm some crazy brown guy that's seizing the moment so I can impress Seal and sign to Walrus Records and start my R&B career as the Brown Penguin. But the event went well. I did get to meet Seal. Very nice, very smooth. Everything he said is so smooth, you know? I was standing in an elevator with this girl. He looks over at us, he goes, my only regret is that I do not have a photograph to capture this moment forever. And I was just like, oh my God. Seal, I wanna fuck you. That was beautiful. No one ever speaks to me like that. And then I realized Seal's lyrics are not lyrics. That's how he talks all the time. Seal's at the optometrist. The optometrist's like, Seal, what's wrong with your eyes? He's like, did you know that when it snows, my eyes become wide and the light that you shine can be seen? Seal, what the hell are you talking about? The weather should not be affecting your vision that way, Seal. We need to run some tests. Sheila, get a bunch of snow here. Let's see if Seal's eyes start getting wide. You're in a dinner party with Seal. Seal, how's the chicken? I compare her to a kiss from the rose on the gray. Ooh, the more I eat of it, the tastier it is, yeah. Now that the chicken is through, the rice joins my food on the plate. Yum, 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 yum. So the event went well. I had a good time. The next day they had another event. It was like a charity dinner, charity auction. So I went to that, had a lot of fun. They had a lot of wine there. I drank a lot of wine. And then the next day I woke up and I was like, oh, what did I do last night? We've all had those moments. I had maybe one of the most bizarre instances of that happening though. Because I woke up the next morning, I was like, oh, what did I do last night?
I think I bid and won a charity auction to be an extra in the next Tyler Perry movie. Yep, this is 100% true. I paid an exorbitant amount of money at a charity auction so me and a friend of my choice could be extras in the next Tyler Perry movie. So, next summer, when you go to see Madea Goes to Jail 3, and you see me and Seal in the background, just... you'll know why. Guys, thank you so much!
It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show. It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show.
Dit was die Aziz Ansari, I think, ken jy hom, honest?
Ja, is baie snaaks.
Hy snaaks, nee?
Ja.
I love him. Ek gaan nou iets speel wat jy nog fucking nooit wat jy lang tyd nie gehoor het nie. Ek gaan nie, anders ek weet nie of eers of jy dit ken nie. Ek weet nie eers wat het is nie. O, hier is dit. Luister, hè? Hou jy dit, Alicia?
Ja, ek doen. Is so lekker om dit weer te hoor.
Ja, ons het lang klas dit gespeel.
Ons het lang klas Amusing News gehad.
Actually playing it. We've been actually been playing it without us knowing it. Because we're talking about all kinds of kak. But it's a section where we talk about all kinds of kak. But we're going to do it with another...
Extra Special!
Guest who has sashayed into the studio. I met this wonderful girl... many moons ago, en nou is hy uiteindelik hier, Emilia Vermeulen. Goeiemôre my skat.
Goeiemôre Kasper.
Hoe gaan dit met jou?
Dankie en jy?
Ag lekker, dis lekker om jou hier te hê uiteindelik.
Dis baie lekker om jou te sien, hè.
Hallo, ons het ontmoet by 'n model. By inkomst. Wat was dit? Was dit
Bas? Dit was die Bas model party, dit was die einde van die jaar. Ding wat ek gecrash het.
Ja, dit was van lekker. Ons het saam gecrash toe nou.
Ja, ons het. Ja. En, ons is eerste wat nie gedrink het nie.
Genie.
Ja.
Ach,
dis ek om ons geband het, want ons is die enigste nuchter mense.
Nuchter, ja, die ander is hoog op een of ander alkoholiese aardappel liquidation.
So drink jy glad nie? Ek drink baie min.
O, ja. Okay, goed.
En ek het gesê, kom vertel vir ons van die modeling world en alles, en jy, elke keer is dan skiet jy in Milan, of jy kon ramp in Malawi. But then we had a launch, the Boys and Girls Club Central last week, with a couple of models, en weet jy, Emilia, ek het met hulle gepraat, maar hulle was bang om voor Lara, wat die boss is van Bos, te praat. And I want scandals, I want to know what's going on in the background of modeling, because it is one of those high-flying careers. I mean, models and Leonardo DiCaprio always together. I mean, daar is toch allerhande sexual kak wat aangaan, of drugs, of kan jy vir ons spil? Ek gaan oor jouself ook vraag. Nie dat jy dit doen nie. We know, allemaal wat luister en Emilia ken, sy is so rein soos 'n skapie, maar ek bedoel, you've been around. Ek bedoel, waar was jy al oor?
Ek is in Parys gewees, in Londen, Istanbul, Australië, Munich. Ja, ek is nogal oorals gewees.
Hoe is Australië?
Ek het nog nie Amerika gedoen nie. Australië is soos Suid-Afrika net, dis Australië, en dit daai mense daar, daai Aussies. Ek kan nie van Aussies nie.
Is hulle is bietjie rof, né?
Ach,
of
jy,
hoe sal mys hulle beskryf?
Wel, die mans, ek sal nie reg sê hulle chivalrous nie, maar ek weet nie, ons my klomp pissies eintlik, in my opinie. Ja, maar ek het nie, die vrouwmense is nogal spetsie, maar hulle is verskriklik sarkasties. Nou, ek hou van sarkasme, verskriklik baie, ek is vlot daarin. Maar daar het ek rarig iets geleer van sarkasme.
om dit te probeer uitoefen voor hulle.
So, nee, want hulle is meer sarkasties as enig iets wat my lewe tegekom het.
Genie.
Ja. Maar dis nie soos 'n lekker sarkasme nie.
Dis 'n lelike een.
Ja, hulle is vreeslik irriterend eintlik. En hulle is, ek het nie, dis, die kan nie eintlik het verduidelik nie. Jy moet dit ervaar om te verstaan hoekom hulle net nie my favorite mense is nie.
So jy is by Anna Modeling Agency, jy het ge-gate crash.
Ja.
So, waarvoor gaan jy dan nou, bel hulle jou en sê, nou moet jy gaan vir, whatever, 'n tampon of 'n of of 'n sonbril of wat en dan moet jy besluit of jy dit wil doen of nie of wat. Hoe werk?
Wel, jy kan besluit of jy dit wil doen of nie. As jy dit nie wil doen nie, dan moet jy nogals verduidelik in jou boeke hoekom jy nou nie lus het om te gaan nie.
Ja.
Maar ek meen obviously as daar iets is waar teen jy is, soos as jy nie wil verder doen en sulke goed nie, dan hoef jy nie te gaan verder nie.
Ek verstaan, ja, as jy 'n animal lover.
Ja, goeders soos alkohol advertensies kan jy net doen vanaf die ouderdom van 25.
Huh?
Sigarette adverteer mense nie regtig meer nie. Ja, so dit is my enigiets wat mense aan kan dink regtig. Stuur jou voor. Ek meen ek het al vir een dag hele dag op en af gespring op 'n trampolien.
Mm.
En dan het ek eendag 'n wolf gejaag deur die bos vir 8 ure op en af, jy weet, dis
okay.
Dis maar snaakse industrie hierdie, maar dis baie exciting altyd. En ja, jy sien lelike goeders ook. Ek meen toe ek in Parys was, ek onthou die meisies was verskriklik maar geweest. Dit was baie competitive geweest. Hulle, ja, hierdie meisiekinders, hulle bobene was so groot soos my biceps. En dan sal jy instap in 'n casting en dan kyk hulle jou op en af as 'n volle vraag, jy weet, wat maak jy hierso?
Oh, die bitches.
Ek sê jou, daai rissies.
O, dan kyk hulle so van, jy's te vet.
Ja, ja, so oh, ek het nogal 'n spesiale meisie gehad wat saam met my gebly het. En sy bulimia gehad. En kyk net, dis een ding as jy wil die eetversteuring hê, maar moenie my kos kom eet en dan gaan kotseer dit uit. Dit het ek nie gelaik nie. So, ek kan
nie sê sy was spesiaal, dan bedoel jy nie so special nie.
Ja, jy sê sarkasties.
So is die special type wat jy wil eintlik net by die trap afstaan.
Ja. Oor dan is dit wat jy doen, jy eet en dan kots jy. Jy eet 'n bietjie wel.
Ja,
wel, eet hulle agter die honger aan en dan gaan kots hulle dit uit. Hoe werk dit? Ek wil so graag een word. Ek wil like it.
Wel, jy weet, bulimia en anorexia is eintlik hulle albei eet 'n bietjie, maar bulimics eet gewoonlik meer as die anorexiese meisies.
O, genie.
Braak hulle, ja. Ja, ek het dit in my sielkindergraad geleer van dit, wat ek eintlik nie besef wat mense met anorexia het ook eet nie, maar hulle doen en dan gooi hulle ook op.
Ja.
So ja, ek weet nie, dit was net regtig akelig geweest om te sien dat mense so ver gedryf word vir 'n industrie, weet.
Wel, dit segue nou pragtig met ons eerste vraag in ons Unusing Muse, wat ons ook mee begin het, jy het gehoor die kenwysie waar ons gesels oor enige goed, veral nuus van die week. So kan enige van julle vir my sê, en veral my oona Amelia, wie se model is hierdie week aangespreek omdat sy te maar gelyk het in 'n foto en die ad is geban. Weet jy daarvan?
Nee.
Hulle het gesê sy lyk gevaarlik, maar en haar oë is te donker. So they banned the ad. And the model was from who? Okay, so a couple of names. No, yeah, I'll just say yeah. Yes if you're right.
What yeah. Elite.
Boss? No.
Was it in South Africa?
No, international.
Vogue?
No.
Guest models?
Candice Swanepoel?
So is that Afrikaans?
No. I mean, I don't mean the name. I mean the name of the modeling agency.
Oh, the agency.
Storm Models.
No.
Yes, it's IMG.
Models are...
Begin met G.
Yeah.
Must we guess?
Yes.
Emilia, jy moet
jy wat se raai raai die pose wat jy aangaan.
Dit is die kompetisie. Oh wait, maybe it's not a modeling agency. Maybe it's a name.
Maar gaan ons iets wen op die kompetisie? Want ek kan nie verniet my brein gebruik nie.
Respect, soveel as wat jy wil hê en jy hoef nie op te gooi na die tyd. Gucci, was Gucci 'n modeling agency of 'n naam?
Dis 'n naam.
Oh sorry, it's a brand. Okay, it's a brand. Guess which brand?
Gucci.
Yes.
Oh, okay, nou wie was die model?
Dit is so maar fucking matchstick meisie.
Russiese meisie seker.
Ja, sy lyk 'n bietjie Russies.
O.
Snip en Russies. Oh, maar wat sê die mense op WeChat daar? Ja, wag, want ek net gou hier so refresh vir well, jou.
Bernard het gesê ek speel saam en hy het gegaan guess.
O, so, nee.
Nee, dit is Gucci. Bernard.
Dis Gucci band nou, maar dan kyk jy saam so jy sien kyk wat jy insê.
En dan these other messages.
Wat gaan?
Wat so klein bietjie durf ek sê, oomblikke het waar hulle ons onlangse gas se kapasiteit vir Engels bietjie bevraagteken.
O, Olof de Meyer?
Ja.
Wat
ja.
Sê hulle? Sê hulle lelik?
Michael het gevra, fok, ek hoop nie Engels is 'n prerequisite vir die kompetisie nie.
Het hy nog iets gesê?
Hy het ook gesê, klink soos Renier Ferreira se kind. Wat my bietjie, ek weet nie wat dit beteken nie. Ja.
Ons beweeg aan met vandagse program.
Cindy ook geraai, sy het gegaan Ford. Sy het gedink het was Ford models, maar dit was nie. Dit was
Het jylle al wat, Unbreakable Kimmy?
Michael het vroeger gevra oor die televisie, het hy gevra het ons al Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt gekyk, of Last Man on Earth. Last Man on Earth is hilariously funny, ek dink is baie.
You like it?
Ja.
It's Fox, isn't it?
Ja.
What's your favorite TV show, Emilia?
My favorite TV show, American Horror Story.
Yay! Het jy die nieuwe Susan Clark kyk?
Nee, nog nie.
Hotel, praat ons nou van Hotel.
Ek het net 5 episodes van die ding, maar ek love it. Ek is nogal twisted, so ek hou van sulke goed.
Ja, ek kan sien dat jy moet dat jy is lekker twisted, dis waarom ek jou van jou hou. Okay, so nou vra ons weer 'n vraag oor die morgen, dan gaan ons weer aan met die competitie. Jy sien, ek meng het so. Dit hou het vars en lekker vrolik vir die mens.
Op ons tone.
So, what was your favorite shoot so far in your life?
Do I have to answer this in English?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so definitely the Reds TV commercial that I did. I played the part of Little Red Riding Hood. And I chased a real wolf through the forest.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes. Well, I was running up and down for 8 hours, yes. So it was a workout and a job.
Was it a photograph or video?
No, a TV commercial. But it was for Poland. And it was really cool. I really liked that.
Did you go to Poland?
No, we went to Franschhoek and we shot in the forest there. Yes.
I said it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And the wolf, was the wolf
was Mark?
Yeah, its name was Fudge actually. It was so sweet. Yeah, it's really beautiful animal. I love animals.
Ek love wolve.
Yeah, alles cool nee.
Okay, so as ons nou hierdie advertensie wil kyk, wat moet ons Google? Reds, Poland, commercial.
If you can spell Chikavoshk.
I think it's C-I-E-K-O,
but, or just Google Reds Poland Riding Hood, it should come up.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
See if you can find it.
Gaan jy kyk of jy kan kry,
Hannes? Kyk, kry, dan kan ons dit bespreek.
Okay, cool.
Okay, now, Alicia, this question is for you.
Oh, ek kan het verkeerd kry. Ja,
if I say the following, what can you tell me about it?
Okay.
Panama Papers.
What?
Panama Papers.
Panama Papers. Ek gee my clue, Cassie.
Dis hierdie week.
Panama Papers.
I think I know.
Yeah.
Nee, ek het rarig geen idee nie.
Maar raai, dis waarom het snaaks is.
Okay, so is dit iets te doen met science?
Yeah.
Nee, dan weet ek nie.
Dat het te doen met geld.
Met geld? Ja. Oké, okay, wat van net soos klomp ou currency wat soos verbrand word? Is dit wat het is?
Oeh.
Is dit
not even close.
Is dit? Oké. Okay. Ek het hulle gesê, gaan verkeerd kan. Nee, ek weet nie. Oké, okay, sê jy.
Okay,
kan sy vir my antwoord?
En Emilia, kan julle twee vir ons, vir Alicia, inlig?
I believe it's the incident with the president of Iceland that was laundering money.
Well, almost 140 high-powered people over the world has been implicated in a large leak of information around offshore accounts. So dis al hierdie ouens wat al hulle geld launder en
in
offshore belê en belasting vermy en al daai goeders. En nou is dit uitgelek en dit het uitgekom wie, maar everybody's like the president of Iceland. Selfs Lionel Messi se finansies word bevraagteken. Vladimir Putin het supposedly iets soos $2 billion al so half via connections.
Ja, maar Putin se prokureur is responsible ook vir, want hy het mos klomp offshore companies.
Hoe weet jy nou ewe skielik?
Ja, maar ek het nie geweet dat die Panama fucking papers nie. Ja, dankie julle. Maar ek het geluister
op. At least you know. And we are South Africans also implicated.
Yes. Jacob Zuma se neefie is
ek is glad nie betrokke nie en almal wat vingers wys ek weet niks van myself bedoel ek.
Wel, ek het 'n dollar account en daar's letterlik so $6 in hom.
Oh my god, you're gonna go to jail, honey.
Nee.
Ek dink jy maak die lys nie.
Nee, ek dink ook nie so nie.
Maar dit is nogal scandalous, want dit reveal ongelooflik baie high-powered mense.
It's amazing.
Ja, wat
rip is daar implikasie?
Almal op aarde is nie lekker nie. How much money do you make? What
what can be the highest amount of money you can make in modeling in South Africa nou. Maar as jy nou gaan, sê nou maar jy gaan nou Poland toe en gaan jou gewolf in Franshoek, daai company betaal hulle jou in rand of betaal hulle jou in Poolse polis?
Wel, as dit 'n oorsese kliënt is, dan betaal hulle in hulle currency en word net gekonvert.
Dis lekker, maar dan sien jy nie vir hulle wat ons betaal word hier nie of wat? Ek bedoel, want dan gaan jy mis nou baie geld maak.
Ja, hulle, ek dink nie hulle weet regtig hoe min ons hier in Suid-Afrika kry nie, want 'n Suid-Afrikaanse kliënt sal nie so baie betaal soos 'n Europese kliënt nie.
So you want European clients?
Ja.
For everyone all round it's the best.
Ja, ja. For want your... nie European nie, Amerikaans enige, ja. Iemand wat dit nie hier so is nie, want ons rand is mos maar niks waard nie.
Ja.
Maar,
Maar as hy inkom as 'n pond, dan is dit fantasties, natuurlik. Ja, as jy betaal word as pond, ja. Dan, jyre, dan vat jy af vir 'n jaar.
Ja, ongelukkig kan ek nie vir sê wat die maximum bedrag is, want ek weet nie wat dit is nie. Ek meen, ek het al belaglike bedrag gehoor en so ek
okay, sê vir ons, soos wat het jy al gehoor? Soos in rande?
In rande? Ek het eintlik gehoor van iemand wat 1 miljoen rand gekry het vir 'n TV-advertensie, maar ek was nog nie so lucky nie.
Shit.
Ek dink die meeste wat ek al vir 'n TV-advertensie gekry het was R50,000.
Bliksam,
maar dit is nou na tax deduction en agency commission. Okay. Jy moet onthou, jy kry baie min van jou eie geld eintlik.
Dis waar ooral in die wêreld. So, dis reg vir al met kunste. So, doen jy die produk, jy kry dit deur die agent wat dan kommissie aftrek en dan kry jy jou geld.
Ja, so jy kry...
Wanneer betaal hulle? 1 maand later?
O, my aarde, daai vraag... Miskien 1 maand later, miskien 3 maande later. Ek het al 1 jaar gewag vir 'n kliënt om my te betaal. Dit hang af hoe lank het vat vir die kliënt om te betaal. Die agentskap vat die verantwoordelikheid vir dit nie.
Do they don't they take deposits?
Nee.
Maar is dit maar nie juist jou agentskap se werk om dit te gaan doen?
Ja,
dis ons allemaal daar is.
Jy weet jy, jy teken 'n kontrak, al die agentskap het dieselfde tipe kontrak. Dis die terms and conditions wat normaal opgestel het. En jy basically sê dat jy hou hulle nie verantwoordelik vir dit nie. As die kliënt geliquideerd word, is dit jy kry nie jou geld nie. Dis nou maar net so.
Maar wat is die punt jy het aan 'n agent as die agent nie vir jou veg nie?
Kyk, hulle doen hulle beste vir jou. Ek meen obviously want as jy nie kry nie, kry hulle ook nie. So hulle sal altyd hulle beste doen om jou te help, maar jy weet as die kliënt nie betaal nie.
As jy 'n jaar lank vir jou geld wag, raak jy nie dan lus om soos vir mense in parking lots te gaan wag by hulle kar
met 'n baseball bat nie. Ja, ek het al nogal so 'n begeerte gehad, maar ek is bietjie bang vir tronk toe gaan. Ek dink nie ek sal baie goed doen
daar. But your agent must do it. You don't have to do that while you got an agent.
Ek weet nie, ek sien nie regtig my boeker iemand slice nie, hoor. Hy's nogal, hy's baie gentle.
Yes, ons kan net van stalk in a parking lot en jy's is fucking slice.
Ek is 'n ninja. Ek kan dit nie help nie.
Sy het nou gesê, sy het amper 'n meisie by trappe afgeskop. Ek sien nie so...
Ek dink is eintlik nogal gevaarlik. Dis gewoonlik David soos engeltjies lyk wat... Dodgy as fuck is.
Gevaarlik nie, ek is net, ek defend myself.
Emilia, hoe lang kan jy nog model? Het jy rock leeftijd?
Hoe oud is jy nou, ja?
Ek is 30.
Nee, fuck off. Maar jy lyk 24.
Ek is net 22.
Wat?
Nee. Ek sal jou later vertel waar die Fountain of Youth is.
Asseblief!
Wow.
Fucking shit. Amazing. Maar ja, hoe lang kan
jy... Het jou foto's van haar geneem?
Ja.
Mooie
ja.
Foto's.
Wanneer het jy foto van my geneem?
Hoorie, ek is ook 'n inner ninja. Ek kan vang hulle so hier van onder af.
Ek is so geselfies, maar dat ek het eerst weet.
Maar ek sal nou mooier een van jou neem. Maar soos Kasper sê, soos hoe lang kan jy nog model?
Weet jy, ek het al mense gesien wat regtig grys is wat dit nog doen, want hulle het altyd characters of iets nodig, vooral vir TV commercials.
Ja.
So dank my af, ek meen beauty campaigns en sulke goed neem ek aan, sal jy nog net kry solank as wat jy jonk lyk.
Okay.
So ek dink ek kan nog baie lank gaan, want ek dink nie ek lyk my ouderdom nie.
Jy lyk 22.
Maar ja, ek meen, daar is nie so iets soos weet, as jy 40 word moet jy ophou nie, daar is nie so iets nie.
Wat het jy al gedink daan?
Wel, ek doen dit op die kant op die oomblik, so...
Oh, wat doen jy dan regtig?
Ek swat.
Wat?
Ek swat sielkunde.
O, ja.
Ja. So, want die ding is, jy het altyd 'n backup plan nodig, want hierdie job gaan jy nie vir ewig doen nie. Ja, so ver as wat ek van het hou, in Suid-Afrika is dit nie lucrative nie. Jy sal eerder moet oor see gaan, want dit is waar die geld is, dit is waar die campaigns is en die groot goeders. En ek wou nie rarig... aan die ander kant van die wêreld gebly het alleen op my eie nie. Ek is bietjie vas aan my familie. Ja, ek weet nie. Dis net nie die lewe wat ek wil hê vir myself vir ewig nie.
Maar dit is
my baie leeg. Ek meen ek geniet dit wanneer ek dit doen, maar vir ewig gaan dit my sustain nie.
Jy weet dit ergens om naartoe terug te gaan wat anders is. Dis ook lekker. Ja. So, nou, so you're in this fantasy world in a way and then you come out of it.
Ja. Ja. Kijk, ek het baie van dit gehad. Ek meen, ek was lang oor see gewees en ek het genoeg modellen om my gehad om te weet ek wil nie raar vir ewig om hulle wees nie.
Is hulle party animals?
Weet jy, ek was ook 'n party animal gewees terug in die dag. Ek was nie altyd iemand wat nie gedrink het nie.
Het jy al dwelms gedoen?
Nee, ek het nie. Actually, ek het dagga gedoen. So bykie, maar ek word net high van die goed nie. So, dis nie van lekker. Ek doen dit nie eindelijk nie. Ek het nie. Ek is dalk te soet. Maar vir my, kijk, ek het baie nice mense ook al ontmoet en interessante mense. Maar is my baie leeg lewe. Daar is nie vir my stimulering in dit nie. Ek is iemand wat ek hou van intelligente geselskap. Ek hou daarvan om te praat oor goed wat saak maak. Politiek maak vir my saak. Dit maak nie vir my saak oor wat doen my hare vandag nie. Kom ons praat oor ons hare en ons naals. Daar is niks so vervelig vir my nie.
Okay, and they do that superficial.
Baie superficial.
So die stereotype is tot 'n sekere mate waar.
Verskriklik. Ek gaan eerder yoga toe voordat ek in 'n bar gaan sit.
Yes. So, cool. Ek gaan eerder in 'n bar sit voordat ek yoga toe.
Ja, ek is met jou, Anne.
Nou, jy lyk nie of jy maklike downward dog sal doen nie, hoor.
Nee.
Hey!
Miskien so oor die toilet.
Tell me, Duncan, are we able to phone that number I gave you? We are. Okay, but let me talk about it and then we do it live because I don't know what the hell is going to happen. We have to listen to what's going to happen. And do I have to go onto another channel here, Telco? Okay, I will do it on that channel, which is mic 3. Okay, I'll tell you what's going on. This is part of our Unusing Muse questionnaire. Now, there's a country in Europe, very, very liberal, open-minded, and they are viering their 250th bestaanjaar. Dink 'n bietjie wat 'n land daar in Europa gaan op na die pole toe.
Noorwe.
Amper.
Denemarke.
Amper.
Swede.
Reg.
Pragtig, Hannes.
Hulle is 250 jaar oud. En nou het hulle 'n ding gedoen wat amazing is. Hulle het 'n telefoon app vir die Swede gegee. Daai app het jy op jou foon in Swede, dan word jy gebel deur enige iemand ooit in die wêreld, jy kry 'n nommer. As 'n gewone persoon kry jy 'n nommer, jy bel in and an ordinary Swede will answer this phone wherever in Sweden. They know that this can happen because they've got the app. The rest we don't know. So I want us to phone this number. I got this number. And where? I'll give it as well to people now. I want us to phone it live on air so we can hear it's going through. And then we've got to talk to the Swede and ask where they are. And then at the end, congratulate them on the 250th anniversary.
Announcement. Please note that the call charge to this international destination has
changed. For more information,
please visit our website. Ja, ons gaan Duncan bel nou, en dan hoor ons nou wie antwoord aan die ander kant.
Calling Sweden. You will be connected to a random Swede.
Focus on the world, bro.
This call may be recorded.
Okay, so now. Ons is van 'n radiostasie, and we got this number.
So ons weet nie wie dit gaan antwoord nie. Sal kan enig iemand wees?
Hallo, Roland.
Hallo, this is South Africa calling. Who's on the other side?
Sweden, but you already knew that, didn't you?
We knew, but what's your name?
My name's Adam, what's your name?
Eve. No, my name is Casper. We're phoning from a radio station in South Africa, and we heard that we can phone this line to congratulate Sweden on its 250th year. So that's what we're doing, and we want to hear what you are doing, where you are, etc.
Are you single? Are you sexy?
Okay, so wait. What did you say? Am I on radio right now?
Yes!
Yes, you're on South African radio now.
Okay, is it a big radio station?
It is tremendous, but you can say any word.
Okay.
So we're very liberal in this station.
Okay.
So where are you? Are you in Stockholm?
No, I'm in the middle of the country, out in nowhere, actually. A small town of 10,000 people.
Uh-huh.
What is it called? What is the town called?
Yislavian.
Say that again.
Yislavian. Yislavian.
Yislavian. So, no, we've got a city in Pretoria called East London. That sounds kind of the same.
Yeah.
In Pretoria.
Yeah, not the same though. It starts with a G.
Have you ever been to South Africa?
No.
Why?
But I know someone from there, not personally, but I know Louis Oosthuizen is from there.
Louis Oosthuizen.
What's that, rugby?
Yeah, and Gary Player, right?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Golf.
Yeah.
Listen, and I also want to tell you, I'm quite old, so I love bands like ABBA. I want to thank Sweden for that because I think they are tremendous.
Yes.
But yeah, I'll take the honor for that, even though I'm younger than all of them.
Yeah, I know. Maybe
sure,
it's...
I'll take the honor.
I don't think he's an ABBA fan.
No, though. I don't think the young Swedes are actually ABBA fans. Maybe it's not fashion to like them, but they really did a wonderful job. Hey, they put Sweden on the map.
Yeah, of course.
Do you like ABBA?
They're pretty good. Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. How old are you?
I don't listen to them every day, though. 20?
Oh, are you 20?
I don't think you could listen to ABBA every day.
Okay, so what's your name on Facebook so we can tag you, we can show you where we are talking to you on the radio, so or Instagram or Twitter, where can we make contact with you?
Yeah, I prefer not to leave that information, actually.
Oh, it's weird for him. Don't worry, we understand. We are a strange country, after all.
Yeah, but okay, so you go... You go on the internet to cliffcentral.com. Cliff, like in CLIFF, and then central, CENTRAL.com. And this is the radio station calling you. So you can just see that it's the truth.
Okay.
So we've done this now.
Thanks for calling me anyway.
We've called you. We congratulated you. Is there anything you as a Swede want to say to us here in this country?
To South Africa?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, putting me on the spot right here, but sure. I'll go back to golf again. I gotta say, Gary Player is one of the best players I've ever seen.
Aww.
He is amazing.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, he actually scored a hole-in-1.
Yes, at the age
ago.
Of 80.
Did you see that one?
Yeah, I saw it this week. It was incredible.
Yeah. On a par 3 course, but still, it's nice.
Yeah, but he's 80, the poor man.
Yeah, 80 years old. And what, he's like doing thousands of push-ups each day or something? At least according to him.
You know a lot about him.
Yeah, the Masters are on right now, and there are a lot of backstory to every player.
You're right.
So, yeah, you know the Masters?
Yes, you're right. The Masters is on this week. I know about it. They've been talking about it a lot.
Yeah, there's even a Swedish golfer in contention. I'm not sure if he's going to win, though. Bad first round.
Oh, okay. What's his name?
Stenson. Henrik Stenson.
Okay, we'll have
Henrik
a look.
Henrik Stenson.
Yeah, he's like the top 6, I think, in the world right now. Okay. Not sure.
So, have you got an app on your phone that allows you to receive these calls?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know someone might call you and it would be a strange person.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. I can
activate it whenever I want as well. So
I think it's a wonderful idea.
I activated it. Yeah, it's pretty good, actually.
How many phone calls have you received?
I have received about 4, I think.
Aww.
That's because I inactivate the app. You can choose when you want to receive calls as well. So I put it on like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was bored, so.
And what time is it there now?
Right now it's, I think it's almost the same as in South Africa. It's 12:36.
Exactly
yes.
The same.
Awesome.
Yeah, in the afternoon. Is it the same time?
Yes. So when you go to cliffcentral.com, look for a show that begins with Casper, the name of the ghost, Casper. That is the show that you are on now, and you can actually listen back because they leave the show, they save it as a podcast afterwards, so you can actually listen to yourself.
When you have time. But thank you very much. Congratulations to Sweden, one of the best countries in the world. I love you.
Congratulations. I love you guys too. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Oh, isn't that fantastic?
The Casper Radio Show.
So this number I will give to you. Duncan, what is that number? Oh, here it is. If you want to phone this number, you're not going to get back to Shrewish.
Wat is sy naam gewees?
Ek kan nie onthou nie. Wat het hy gesê? East London is sy naam. O, dit was die dorpie.
Ja, dit was Adam.
Adam. Ja, hier. Ek het heermaal vergeet weer. Sweden, and you can phone 4 plus 6 771-793-336. Thank you, Duncan, for calling us through. But you can call this number, and then randomly you will speak to someone in Sweden if you're lonely, and let's tell them congratulations for 250 years. Don't be aggressive. And
moenie
lelik wees nie. Ons sal ons naam hoog hou, for fuck's sake.
This eintlik so cool app.
It's a nice app.
It's amazing, yeah.
Ja, so hulle weet nou nie wie gaan bel nie, maar...
So dit kan, jy kan by enige random mens vir die app het uitkom.
Ja, dan kan jy nou vraag, waar is jy en wat doen jy?
Ach, dit is so cool.
Ja, maar imagine as ons soeke stories hier so uit, jy begin soos, hoe het jy jou vrou ontmoet? O nee, sy het my
dit
van...
Dit is app geweest.
Van app, sy het my van Amerika gebel oor Swedese verjaarsdag. En
ja!
Maar hoekom wou hy nie sê wat sy Twitter handle is? Nie?
Ek weet nie, dalk denk hy...
Denk hy ons is pervs?
Hy het een baie mooie stem gehad, dalk was hy hot en hy word geraas.
Swedes is hot.
Ja. Maar hy is 20, hy is soos...
Well. Is okay.
But I like that accent.
Sal jy soos een jong bokkie dat?
Nee, ek sal nie, maar ek het een secret crush op Zac Efron. Ek weet, het is lame, maar...
Is hy, maar hy is wel ouwe, nee?
I think he's 24 and a half iets. He's nog steeds jonger as ek.
What did you say, Hannes?
Oh, I liked his accent, the guy.
Yes. Yeah, it's good, Swedish. But you know one, that is, die Swede praat baie goed Engels. Hulle kan het doen, hulle is amazing. Ek love hulle. So, maar laatst toe ek en jy gepraat het, het jy een man gesoek, nog nie gekry nie, Emilia.
Het ek een man gesoek?
Ja, jy was op soek na een man. Wel, ons het hier ek het jou gewys Boys of Central, dus jy dat ek bietjie kyk, ek soek juist een man.
Ek dink jy het vir my een man gesoek, ek het nie een man gesoek nie. Ek is single, of die laatste jaar, ja.
Okay.
Maar soek jy een man?
Nee, ek soek nie een man nie, ja. As ek een man kry, is
op
ek
jou pad, dan is het fijn.
Ja, maar ja. Ek is baie independent, so ek is nie...
Haastig nie.
Of jy uitkyk vir iemand.
Het jy al ernstige relationships gehad?
Ek het twee
wat uitgevolk het. Ja. En hoe voel dit?
Baie kak, dan.
Dis kak, nee.
Ja, dit voel kakker as kak.
Dis die pyn, ek weet nie om die pyn te beskryf nie, maar dit is een akelige pyn van, it's not getting right, dis nie een steekpyn nie, maar dit is so al verlange na, something that's not gonna heal.
Ja, dis die verlange, ek denk nie dis die noodwendige pyn, dat iemand jou gelos het, of dat jy nie meer saam met iemand is nie.
But it's
nie.
Not healing
dit
yet.
Dis die verlange van die persoon, en jy routine, dit is wat die seerste maak, is die verlange, nie die actual feit dat hy, of sy jou gelos het.
Maar ek denk, het maak ek seer, omdat mens tyd geinvest het.
En geld!
maar jy het jouself en jou emoties, en jou
exactly,
tyd invest
en jy was vulnerable geweest.
So dis ook om het ook seer maak, you feel betrayed.
Nee,
you been lost, or did you lose him? Ach, het jou hem gelos?
Ek het nog nooit in my leven met iemand opgebrek nie.
So hulle jou, dit is erg.
Oh, my see, ek is net jou.
Horrible.
Ek is actually a good luck chuck, want elke keer na die ouwens een nieuwe meisie krijg, trouw hulle met
hulle.
So you like the, jy is die middelman?
Ja.
Jy is die verre, jy is die, wat
is
die woord?
Ek weet nie, is dit een compliment of is dit een reflection
know.
Op my, ek weet nie.
Ek weet nie.
Ek sien dit is een compliment, want ek het een keer, toe gaan ek met die meisie uit, nee, en ons het soos vir 3 jaar gedaid, en elke keer wanneer ons by homale gaan kuier het, dan het ek saam gegaan as die vriendin, nee, maar ons het fokus saam geblauw, ons het een kat gehad en alles, nee.
Dit is official as jy kat
het. En dit was, op Facebook was het ook official, maar homale was nie op Facebook nie, so okay. Dit nie saak gemaakt nie. En ek het altyd saam gegaan as die vriendin, maar fok, 3 maande, en sy het nooit van Molle gesê sy sky nie, nee. Molle gewet sy is bietjie weird, maar het nooit gewet sy sky nie. En toe 3 maande nadat ons opgebreek het, toe het sy met die chickie met wie sy op my gecheat het, toe gaan sy dadelik in 'n relationship in, nadat ons opgebreek het. 3 maande daarna, toe vat sy die check en gaan sê vir haar male, ma, ek is fucking guy en hier is die check, somit wie guy is. Maar ek was die fucking huisvriendin.
Okay.
So,
dit maak seer.
Ja, ag en nou die check op haar gechat en haar gelos. So,
dis karma. You know what?
Fucking karma.
Dis karma, daar sê.
Okay, hier is ons 'n vraag weer in ons amusing news. In New Zealand, where nothing actually happens, you've been there or only Australia?
I was in New Zealand for 2 weeks, in Auckland, does that model, count?
Model.
Yes.
Now, Auckland is the hoofstad, eh?
Okay.
Yeah. So, there was a production of Sweeney Todd that we have seen. So, do you know Sweeney Todd? It's about...
I know Sweeney Todd. I haven't seen this one in
very good.
South Africa yet, but...
Yeah, that production, that was, it's finished.
No, I saw the one with Johnny Depp. Does that count?
Yeah, it wasn't a very good movie, though. But it was.
But he was in it.
He was in it.
I was in it.
So guess what happened? What could go wrong in a Sweeney Todd musical production in New Zealand?
Could actually slice someone's throat.
Yes.
Hectic.
Yeah, it was a high school production, and the props master, we can't give props to him, something went wrong, and Sweeney sliced 2 clients into the hospital.
Ma, is hulle dood?
But they didn't. No, it was just a close shave.
It was just a close shave.
Oh, yeah, it was funny.
So obviously the prop master, it's just a vendetta of iets teen haar kids gehad.
Ja, jare, want hy slice die ene. Ja, hy slice hom en dan slice hy die volgende ene en dan gaan hy ook hospitaal
toe. Oh, fuck.
En toe stop hulle dit.
Is the production
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to stop this production of Sweeney Todd. We are New Zealanders, so we speak like this. And we're not going to continue because it's a pain in the neck. Good night.
Fuck.
Ek is so kak met accented at the snacks. Yeah, so that happened. Then drugs. Drugs. Do they do a lot of drugs as models, Emilia, or not? I mean, recreational, or are they on drugs when they have to stand like that?
Well, that depends on the person.
Have you seen drugs? I want to know that.
Have I seen drugs? Like, have I seen cocaine in front of me? Yes.
Oh, my God.
I've seen people doing lines.
That's what mothers are for. I always say that you must tell your mother anything. Otherwise, she's not fit to be a mother. Because you're part of her.
Exactly.
You came out of her. So,
it's your friend.
It's you. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. So, they did cook. Okay. I'm telling you, yes, they say it's now fashionable again to do drugs. And I just want to look for this picture that I have. To read to you.
So jy het nog net weed gerook.
Sy het weed gedoen, maar het nie van gewerk nie.
Ek het nog net 5 keer in my lewe weed gerook.
Ja. Jy al shrooms gedoen?
Nee, ek het. Okay. So ek sal nie sê ek is 'n stoner nie, want ek dink 5 keer oor 30 jaar is maar baie min.
Sy gou vir ons dit lees, Anus. Hulle sê dat die unholy trinity of drugs.
Okay. 3 illegal drugs have become known to health workers as the unholy trinity of chemsex, as they are frequently used together. Mephedrone or Mew Mew.
Mew Mew.
That is a Pokemon.
It's a Pokemon. I choose Mephedrone. It's a light-colored powder that acts as a powerful stimulant and is closely related to ecstasy and speed.
Okay.
Effects can include euphoria and alertness, but also paranoia, anxiety, and vertigo.
Oh my God. I'm so happy, but why?
Yeah, but that can scope.
Risks include severe overheating and death.
Jesus. Oh my God.
Ek het eers gelees
severe over
ja, dis lekker.
Ja, ek sien my net overeat nie.
Nou, en hier is nog 'n lekker enetjie, crystal meth.
Ooh, yum.
It's part of the amphetamine family and is known for reducing inhibition in cases of overdose, stroke and lung, kidney and gastrointestinal damage can develop and coma and death.
Oh my God, daar's dood weer.
Long-term use can damage the brain. And there was always such photos on Facebook of people before they started smoking meth and after. It's nooit mooi nie.
Nee, dit is nie.
And dan hier is 'n moeilike ene, GHB or gamma hydroxy.
I just worked out a joke, sorry. The guy says, "How are you at school?" He says, "I was bad at meth." Okay, go on. Sorry, honest.
So gamma hydroxybutyrate and GBL, gamma butyrlactone.
For now.
They're usually sold as clear liquids. They have a sedative effect that can last up to 7 hours and produce feelings of euphoria. Risks include unconsciousness, coma and death.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so trappe van vergelijking. Uitgepaas in a coma.
In a dood.
Oh, my God. So this is now the modern drugs that people use. Yeah.
So is daai drie die mees populairste?
Yeah.
But you know what?
Nee, hoe kan coke nie net weer terugkom en popular word?
It's too expensive. Mm-hmm. You know what? They have now discovered in schools in America meth as candy. In schools. Dressed up as candy.
Shit.
Yeah.
So,
nou gaan koop jy dit al by die Snoopy.
Gaan jy by Snoopy, ja. One meth. Ek bedoel, meth coke.
Meth lollipop.
Maar hulle sê, van die grootste gebruikers, en ek het dit op Oprah een keer gesien, een van die grootste verbruikersgroepen vir meth, is huisvrouwens en jong maas.
Rarig.
Ja, dis om te cope met die stress en om wakker te bly en sulke goeters en dan.
Fok, nee, maar hoekom meth? Hoekom doen jy nie maar net liever net coke nie? I mean, coke hou jy ook wakker.
Exactly.
En alert. Het hang seker maar af, wat hulle by die boekklub versprei, jy weet.
Wat sê Cindy daar? Sy praat oor 'n verhouding.
Cindy het nou, ja, omdat ons nou so bietjie oor die verhoudings gepraat het, sê, yeah. Oh no, let's not discuss this. That guy I was dating for a year delivered the cliché, it's not you, it's me.
Oh, doos.
I've got to sort out some things in my mind.
Oh, ek het dieselfde gekraak.
Yeah.
En sy sê net, die sinking hollow feeling you get in your gut when you hear a song or see something that reminds you of this person.
Yes.
Ach, shame, and it's only been 3 weeks and she's still devastated.
Oh, Cindy, sorry. Het dit nou onlangs met al gebeur?
Ja.
Ach, Cindy, my tortelduif.
I'm gonna force Ja, hoe is dat? Bernard, kijk hoe jonk is Bernard daar.
Ja, Bernard lyk hectic jonk, hè?
He doesn't look good, hè?
Nee, het lyk asof hy aan coke verslaaf is.
Maar is dit ons Bernard?
Sê dan daar boe, dis wat drugs in jou doen. Lyk glad nie glamorous nie.
Nee, ek hou baie van Betty hoe hy nou lyk. Hy lyk gesond en hy's
vriendelik.
Beautiful en hy skyn. Ja, nee.
Hy skuim.
Nee, hy skyn.
I'm going to fast forward quickly to Thought of the Week, Alicia, because we're going to go to Stuff Poopies, the show. Yvonne the Whip didn't join us. I don't know where the fuck she is. She was supposed to come whip people today, which I think is good because we didn't have time for her.
And it was probably going to be me.
Yeah, they're going to whip you, yeah. Ek het nou die dag een whipping session van haar gesien op YouTube, maar sy is baie artistiek. Sy staan met haar rotting soos van haar mense wat so fence. Staan sy met haar rotting in die lig en dan... En dan telt sy so mooi, Ian.
Was dit so, op YouTube?
Dat is ons kan daar met haar praat as hy een dag weer haar fucking verskyning
maak. Ach, nee,
Here is the thought of the week.
So can we quickly have your thought of the week, Alicia, before we continue with the show?
Ja, ons thought of the week hierdie week is dier Colette. What a wonderful life I've had. I only wish I'd realize it sooner.
Stuff poopies van J.H. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Okay, so we got to improvise Sandwich Baron ad. Are you okay with that?
Oh, die advertensies maak my altyd honger.
Oh ja, kom ons luister na die Afrikaanse ene, want hy maak my honger, hè?
Hy doen, sy het so 'n lekker kraakvars stem.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Mm-hmm. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'n smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraakvars slaai, of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels, of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige champignonsaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
Oh, ek wil babas met haar stem hê. Wow. Dis wat ek wil doen. Ek wil babas met haar stem ook.
Hi daar.
Goeiedag, ek sê.
Onthou jy my?
Ek onthou jy goed. Het ons nie eenmaal 'n toebroodjie gedeel nie?
Ons het 'n verhouding gehad. Vir 3 maande.
ek is jammer. Ek weet ek het jou hart gebreek, maar ek kan dit beter maak deur vir jou 'n lekker broodjie by Sandwich Baron te kry.
Fok jou, Reinhard. Ek wil jou nooit weer sien nie. Weet jy wat? Ek sal jou tussen twee brode sit met fucking slaai en 'n baie mosterd en ek sal jou voer vir 'n haai. Jy het my hart gebreek.
Ek's jammer.
Sandwich Baron, as jou hart gebreek is, beteken dit nie jou maag is vol nie. Okay.
Ek het aangehou aan daai en ek het gedog hy gaan amazing wees.
Dit was, hy het, hy het verstaan
nie. Dit het goed begin. Ja, baie goed begin.
Dit het, né? Emilia, jy is 30, so ek dink jy gaan hierdie groep ken. So ons praat altyd oor groepe van die verlede, things that have gone and that we still remember with fondness. It's quite interesting these days that a lot of groups come back. They disappear.
So long as they Nickelback is nie.
Nickelback. But I mean, even like I read the other day that boys do the Backstreet. What? Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys.
Are going to maybe take up residency in Las Vegas. No. I don't know why residency. Who, are they really going to sell week after week after week? Las Vegas is 'n ander tipe ding.
Ek dink dit sal goed in die eerste week sodat mense dit gaan sien en dan sit.
It's a special
droog.
Maybe, but you can't. Yeah. But anyway, so baie bands kom terug. Hierdie band het nog nie teruggekom sover ek weet nie. Maybe they will reform. I don't know if they can. Hannes, are they still alive, every one of them? Don't most, say their name yet.
Most of them are still alive and they've been in talks to reform and they do the occasional concert tour and the singer that I'm in love with from the band has said that she'd be willing to consider a new album. So we might still get a new album from them.
Oh, that'll be absolutely fantastic. So who could this band be? Well, here's a clue. Rond, rond, draai nou rond en op af, ja, spring bietjie, sit bietjie, spring, spring, spring. Kon jy daai wolf kry in Poland?
Nee, ongelukkig nie.
Jag die wolf en draai en draai.
Is dit die staart? Plik die staart. Ek gee vir ons
dalk voor my tyd gewees het.
Dit kan, maar jy behoort hulle te ken. Hulle is baie cool om te noem na al die jare. Soos as jy ABBA sies op tyd mens gaan ou please. Hierdie groep is cool.
Okay, mag jy vir ons gee ons 'n clue?
Okay, when you go to there's a computer and hamburger. What's it called?
What?
A computer and a hamburger. Soft name for it is what? I'm going to what? The Golden Arches. What's that? What's Golden Arches?
Estonia on a lekkie van hierdie mense wat ek
kan sien. What's the Golden Arches?
The Golden Arches.
Yeah. Waar je burgers koop, wat is dit?
Oh, McDonald's!
Okay, what do you call it? A afkorting van McDonald's?
McVees!
Max, right. Well, in a computer.
Is Mac?
That's Fleetwood Mac!
Awesome!
Nou, maar as jy vir mense wil go your own way, sal ek weet.
But that's why I don't play it. We're going there.
Ja, want ons moet het eerst kak moeilijk maak.
We go our own way. Okay, Hannes, vertel ons 'n bietjie. Ek het hier so songs, so jy gaan aan en ek gaan net speel.
Ja, hierdie is Tusk. Dit is van want Fleetwood Mac is in 1967 gevorm, but it really they rose to fame in the mid 70s van 1975 toe Lindsey Buckingham en Stevie Nicks die band gejoin het. So dis dan die ander lede is Mick Fleetwood John McVie en sy latere vrou Desiree McVie. So dis nou Mick Fleetwood en John McVie. Dis waar die Fleetwood Mac vandaan kom.
Okay.
Nou, hierdie is van Rumours. Dit was hulle grootste album in 1977.
Is jy verlief op daai girl?
Stevie Nicks. Yeah. Ja, ek is mal vir Stevie Nicks. Sy is nou al 'n ouma, maar sy is nog steeds 'n ou mamma, jy weet. Die album Rumours op 40 miljoen kopieë verkoop is die 8ste besverkopende album van alle tye.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Stevie Nicks was ook een American Horror Story. Ik denk dat ze in daar die een geweest.
Ah.
Ja.
Wat wie het zijn idol. Je ziet
ze was een guest appearance geweest.
Ik denk dat is die producer contact nou zijn young youth idols natuurlijk en hulle allemaal zeggen ja, dat is great.
Ken je die song? Ja.
Maar Fleetwood Mac het ook gefeatured op episode van Glee.
En dis die selfe producer wat American Horror Story.
Dis reg, jy's reg, jy's reg, daar is die kontak. Ja, jy's reg. En dan wanneer is die wat is die rumors dat hulle weer gaan by mekaar kom?
Well, nothing really. Hulle het so dele jare, want ek bedoel die rumors album het ook gegaan oor al hulle verhoudings wat verbrokkel het en rumors dat hulle bietjie onder mekaar ook gespijker het.
Lekker.
So daar was altyd 'n bietjie turmoil onder die band en Lindsey Buckingham en Stevie Nicks het op 'n stadium verlaat. En nou so onlangs soos 2014 het hulle weer 'n show of twee gedoen. Hulle is geïndukte in die Rock and Roll Hall of Fame en al daai goeders.
Testing the waters, so, testing.
Yeah. So I think it's always a bit of almal wil lekker aftree. So there's always a chance dat hulle dalk weer ietsie sal doen.
Okay.
Actually album cover is slim.
Okay, tell me about the song Honest, you don't say first. Let's hear the other note. Why is the song interesting?
When it was deel van 'n movie?
No. It was part of a presidential campaign. Who's?
I can't get any idea. Obviously, me here in South Africa.
Yeah, presidential campaign in America. They used this.
Yeah.
Bill and Hillary.
Clinton.
Yeah. Yes. So Donald Trump soek die hele tyd vir fucking tunes, maar almal sê nee, maar Fleetwood Mac was baie proud op Clinton, sê yes, use it. More news? Wat van Dreams?
Ja, Stevie Nicks song, ook van die Rumors album. Dit was ek denk hulle eerste single om die American Top 10 te tref.
Wow, baie okay. Mooi song.
En nou die hele album gaan so af, is baie sad en romantic en jy weet oor breakups en al, so dis ek.
Ja. Oh ja, ek ken hierdie song ook.
They're actually, you know, good musicians. They're respected by their peers. Amelia, dit het vinnig verby gegaan, soos 'n verhouding.
Is ons nou klaar?
Dis 'n minuut, dan moet ons gaan.
Ja.
Maar ons roep jy net weer. Jy sien hoe lekker kuier ons.
Ja, dan moet jy net weer terugkom.
Maar Kasper, voordat ons gaan, ek het vir jou 'n vraag.
Ja.
Wat ek nou verlangrik wonder. Kyk, ek is nog altyd 'n fan van jou YouTube clips en jy goed wat ek saam met my neefies lekker kyk. En daar's hierdie een van Oumo wat sewe soorte kak het enige bondelheid was.
Yes.
En ek wil weet, wat is 'n kwefool?
Ah, daar is 'n kwefool.
Nee, want daar sê die oomblik waar die meisie kom en sy vra vir jou, ma, wat doen jy? Jy sê, man, ek krul 'n fucking kweefool. Wat is 'n kweefool wat gekrul word? Is dit 'n drol?
Nee. Want
dis wat ek gedink het dit beteken.
Nee, dit is actually, daar is so fool. Ek is nie heeltemal seker of dit die Hadidas is nie, maar dit is iets in daai lyn. So,
maar as jy 'n kweefool krul, wat doen jy?
Grul.
O, jy grul.
Sy grul 'n kweefool.
Okay.
Jy weet gesê, ek krul 'n kweefool.
Ja, ek gedacht bedoel, ek kan...
Ek love dit. Okay. Dit klink baie vieseliker as om 'n kweefool te grill.
Ja.
Kasper kan nog als vieselik wees.
Absoluut.
So, jy weet, jy kan nie verby hom sit
nie. Nee, glad nie.
Well people, that's the time we have.
Yay. Stay well.
Till next week.
Tot ziens.
Thank you, Emilia.
Tot ziens. This is CliffCentral.com.